Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, get ready because we're going to be here for the next 3 hours covering it all. Every week it gets more intense. In fact, I'm almost afraid to go to sleep at night because I wake up to a new, more openly tyrannical world every day when I get up. Got up this morning at about 6 a.m., went over to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and saw this headline. CNBC admits we're all slaves to global government run by bankers. And on the Kudlow Report, they sit there with all the hosts and all the guests saying, yes, global government, New World Order run by banks. And then they basically end up saying, well, they do know best, global government run by banks. And people are like, well, that's good news that they're admitting it. Yeah, it shows that we're so far down the line and world government is so big now that it's getting ready to really come out in the open after staged crises that these criminals are going to roll out. In fact, let's go to a small clip of this and then coming back in the next segment, I'm going to play the whole thing. And we've got troops and tanks and checkpoints all over the country, high school basketball games, San Francisco, St. Louis, Austin, Texas, just armored vehicles, troops, checkpoints, armed Marines, armed Army, searching your cars. And when you criticize it, they go on the news. We have an article out today and say you're a conspiracy theorist. Not that you warned this was coming, but now if you don't like it, you're a conspiracy theorist, which means a heretic I guess the Founding Fathers were the bad guys, too. According to the corrupt empire. And then I saw these clips this morning of a compilation of all these preachers going, it is of the Lord to do what even a bad government says. You are being judged. Submit to evil. Become a slave of government. It's the clergy response teams. They're just all over TV. The preachers are being a slave of government is good. You will do whatever they're told. You will take the shots. You will turn in your guns. I mean, it is diabolical. The takeover that's getting ready to happen. Everything we've seen so far is just the warm-up. And I'm going to break all that down today. But let's play a clip. And by the way, this video is up at Infowars.com, up at the top. And I've asked Kurt to add to it the Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes articles I've done, you name it. Going back 5 years showing they were starting in financial papers to admit, okay, mega banks do run things. Okay, they are going to be authoritarian. Like that Financial Times of London article 3 years ago. And now for world government. That guy was at Bilderberg this year, their foreign editor. He said, yeah, we're authoritarian. Yeah, we've been secretive. Yeah, we're going to enslave you. Sit down and shut up. But you're still a conspiracy theorist for not liking it. Let's go ahead and play a clip. Here it is.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil and oil.
We're going to play the whole thing when we come back, but they go through this whole discussion and end up saying, thank God the bankers are there. And that's the talking point in the Financial Times and the Economist. They put the talking points out. That's what they've been saying, getting everybody ready for this. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 25th day of June, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and these are certainly perilous times that we are in. It is the best of times and the worst of times. There are parallel forces going throughout history and society, the forces of good and enlightenment and honor and compassion and beauty and duty and everything that is a blessing. And there are the competing forces of envy, hatred, destruction, death, pain, humiliation, ugliness, and those that love darkness, those that are attracted to its dark light and who kneel before it and worship at its wicked flame, because deep down they're afraid of it, so they try to join with it, or they're seeking after power. There are those parallel forces. So it's not just the evil New World Order out there, and all their minions, and all their mercenaries, and all their different classes and brigades of different miscreants that serve darkness for different reasons. There are those of us who have the force of good, the force of moral authority on our side. It has been said throughout history, if God be with us, who can be against us? Even if you don't believe in God, the first thing the globalists want you to do is not believe in God. Or if you do, believe one of their plastic, paid-for, FEMA-funded clergy response team preachers that says submit to tyranny, be a slave to government. That's taught from pulpits nationwide. It's a federally globalist-written sermon. And you see this idea of Obi-Wan is here and the Force is with him. people say, oh, you're talking about the force of good or having justice on your side, or the universe bends towards justice, as many philosophers have said. People say, oh, well, that's just a movie. Well, yes, that's a movie imitating life, not us imitating a movie. But it's not some magical force where you're lifting rocks and things or choking someone. It's the moral force of having right on your side. George Washington called it providence. And it's at times like these that we need to understand we're not alone. And providence is on our side. For whatever reason, when you're doing the right thing and you get past the fear and you stand up against evil, amazing things happen. The system is scared of you. These banksters have overreached with all their social engineering, all their propaganda, all their weapons. They still have to work through, in their view, imperfect vessels. They have to work through police and military and bureaucrats who are not completely evil or not completely turned over to the New World Order or not completely ignorant of what's happening. That's why the system wants to go to a cashless society with robot drones, robot ground forces, UGVs, MIT, the Pentagon, say, so that the orders of the controllers who are illegitimate hijackers cannot be ignored. The troops in mass have refused the anthrax shots in two different rounds, the smallpox shots in two different rounds, because they start shooting them up and they start dying. The police have refused unlawful orders, we later learned, in Katrina, and the military. Large groups of them refused to confiscate guns. Large groups actually said yes as well. But there were entire units and entire sections that said no. You're never going to hear about that, though. That's why it takes years till we learn about it. There is a battle going on every day versus darkness and light. What does light do? It brings understanding. It brings discernment. It brings clarity. Darkness is confusion, stumbling. You know, your house during the day is a safe place to be. You ever gotten up half awake, go to the bathroom, or go get a glass of water, and you go and you stumble over your children's Tonka truck, or you stumble over a chair and almost break your neck? I know that's happened to me. That's the difference between the light and the dark. And those of us that sit here and have more light than others, those that have had more discernment or more research or had parents or mentors that warned us and schooled us early on, we look at people that aren't aware of all this and we're like, you're morons, you're sheeple, you're idiots, because they're in darkness. They're victims, most of them. They're compartmentalized. That's what compartmentalization is. It is darkness. It is darkness, but even in the darkness, as the great culling, as the great evil of world government designed to shut off the resources and reorganize society during the crisis, as this great orgy of death and pain, humiliation and war and pestilence approaches, everybody can feel it in their gut and see it intellectually. As it approaches, the system is having to decloak. And so even though people are in a trance-like, dumbed-down state, now they can see it, because even if they are in the dark, they can feel it grabbing them in the dark. They can smell it, and it doesn't smell good. Oh, we're in darkness, but people can feel it in their gut, and they can smell it. If the globalists convert to this pure world government, hell is going to be released. You need to understand that. They're not in full control yet. They're far from it. And they have committed themselves and the world into incredible crises in an all or nothing, chips on the table, all in commitment. Evil is committed. And what is the goal of the New World Order? They tell their minions 90% kill. That's a deception. The goal of this system, boy, makes me believe my Bible. Not the one the preachers teach, but the one I've read, the King James. What's the devil want to do? Kill? Steal, destroy. Know a tree by its fruits. And I don't mean to preach here, folks, but this is the world we're entering right now. And you better get right with God. And you better. I got newscasts coming up where they are endorsing troops on the streets to fight crime. First, it's a drill. Now, oh, it's good to have them here in St. Louis. Hundreds of giant armored vehicles in the neighborhoods. Hundreds. To quote, and we had police calling yesterday. One of them broke down crying, saying, yeah. They say it's for the American people during martial law. And I said, who? He goes, the militia. That's what, you know, that's people that are awake to the takeover. We're the Americans that know we got captured by foreign banks. We're aware of what happened. We've got not even the courage, but we're good people, so we must oppose it. It's not courage. I don't even believe in courage. It's either you're going to stand against evil or you're not. It's not a question. There is no fear. The only fear is letting this thing take place, letting this thing win. A lot of you have decided to go ahead and join the side of evil. I know a lot of military and a lot of police, a lot of bureaucrats, a lot of corporate people think you're on the winning team and kind of get off on it and think evil's kind of sexy and, hey, you're part of something big. You're going to be destroyed. You statistically, historically, but it's also spiritual law, are in a far worse position than anyone when we go through these scenarios. So I wouldn't want to be you. You think it's all fun to be corrupt right now and you're getting fat off of it financially and your ego's getting fat off of it? That's a hog getting fattened up for slaughter. Because you're entering the season now, the season of the feast of evil. And let me tell you, it's 262 million non-military combatants that government killed last century, and all of that was nothing but a test. We stand at the absolute precipice right now. All of the evil, you've had plenty of chances to hear about it. You've been had plenty of chances to be warned. Historically, that's a universal law as well, that you're going to be warned. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times. You're going to be warned over and over and over and over and over again. And then when the hammer drops, there is no mercy. You need to understand that. You can call it what you want. Karma, reap what you sow, whatever. Every culture knows. And that's what it is to be God-fearing. Fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Fear nothing else. In fact, the only fear I do, I can feel God. I can feel ashamed of my works as dirty rags. And I look at these haughty, full of themselves people out there who have no idea what they're part of, have no idea what this planet is, a giant testing ground for our spirits. That's what it is. Look at the fantasticness all around you. What do you think this is? This is a test. You shouldn't be worried about getting arrested and tortured and killed. You shouldn't be worried. You should be worried before all this starts that you're not out there warning as many people as you can right now about what's coming down the road. Because let me tell you, once they drop the hammer, ladies and gentlemen, and once the night really falls, we ain't seen nothing yet. Now, the articles are all at Infowars.com. I'm going to get to it later in the article, and we'll have open phones in the next hour. And we have Agenda 21 guest fighting the globalist standardized takeover joining us for 30 minutes of the third hour. Then we'll continue with news. But when we come back from break, I'm going to play most of this and then break it down. CNBC admits we're all slaves to global government run by bankers. That's at Infowars.com. And here's a quote. We are absolutely slaves to central bankers. See, they're like, oh, there is a global government just overnight. And they're now, again, for several years, there's different stratas of political classes. But in the Financial Times of London, in The Economist, in all these other elitist publications, that's for the sub-elite, the professor type, the financial newscaster. And they're all smart enough to know, oh, they'll move from the regional level if they sing off that piece of music. See, most people just do whatever it takes to go up the ladder, to have a better house and a better golf course and a better trophy wife. And they sell their, you know, a euthanized grandma. You don't have to mess with it. You know, euthanized dad and ma. You know, these are they're just pure mercenaries. They don't care. They're into themselves. They're totally empty people. And so the talking point for about 3-4 years is, yeah, there's world government run by bankers, and they'll implode the world economy. If you don't give them what they want, might as well join with them. And the average yuppie at that level goes, yeah, Alex, it's real. I'm joining with it. Oh, that's a real good idea. You know, I'll use a movie analogy. It's like Gandalf to Saruman. He goes, we must join with Sauron. And he says, join with Sauron? What are you crazy? A new time is upon us. There's a shift. You must join it to be destroyed. That's the idea. And that's why they've now reached the point to the mainline audience. There's a global government run by bankers. Yes, they don't want national sovereignty. And yes, you're going to take four shots. And yes, the army's standing by if you don't like it. They're getting ready to use all this power.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Way up to the way up north, north to Alaska, to go north to bless your song. North to Alaska, to go north.
All right, we've got a gigantic news blitz on incredible developments in the economy, you name it, coming up. Troops all over the country doing DWI checkpoints, regular Army, regular Marines. Now they are saying St. Louis, oh, we like the military here. You know, other countries have it. It'll lower crime. Big, heavy armored vehicles and tanks. They actually have treaded tanks going down the streets, which I didn't even know that until I watched some other newscasts. That absolutely ruins the streets. And it's totally there to acclimate everybody. And I've talked to police, not just the police officers on air yesterday from St. Louis, but off air. And it is actually waking up a bunch of them. Yeah, I mean, they're telling them they're going to be hit by a terror attack for sure in October, and that it's going to be domestic militias. Come on, police. How many times have you seen government provocateurs some action? If the feds blow up the St. Louis, Missouri police station or something, you better know they did it. Because who runs the feds? The foreign ruthless bankers. It's in the New York Times that the UN lines up people in Africa and mows them down to take their property. Here is the article. The video's up at Infowars.com. CNBC admits we're all slaves to global government run by bankers. Here's a quote. We're absolute slaves to central banks. And again, it's already been in all the big elite financial publications. Well, it was in those 30 years ago when they set up the Trilateral Commission 35 years ago. They admitted the whole plan. Global government, three regions, derivatives, implode the economies, get them into debt, fraudulently take over, stealth integration. And it was publicly published because they know the public doesn't report on it because the mainstream media doesn't cover it. But when do you know they're getting ready to drop the hammer? When they start having thousands of drills with the military everywhere, and you go to the high school baseball game or football game or basketball game, and there's regular Army or Marines there searching people, you're getting close. When you drive up to TSA checkpoints on the highway, you're getting close. It's starting nationwide. When they order hundreds of armored pillboxes, you're getting close. When they order 450 million rounds of hollow point 40 cal, you're getting close. When they start going, yeah, we won't let you leave the country with your money, or we'll ban your travel extrajudicially, or we'll ban you buying guns outside of law, you're getting close. When they start getting ready for all these giant wars, and the Russians start threatening to nuke, you're getting close. Let's go ahead and go to part of this clip. Again, they're uncloaking. They don't uncloak until they're about to fire. Use another movie analogy. It seems to work. When do the Klingons fire? They have to turn off their cloaking device. They just uncloaked. Oh, what do you think they're about to do? Unless we scream bloody murder and point out what's happening, they're going to acclimate. And that yuppie that just thinks they're on the winning team because they say, yes, 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 the system, who's been calling you a kook, warning them about world government run by central bankers, they're now going to go, oh, well, yeah, Bob, it is world government run by them. They're the experts. And at that point, you got to go, Bob, you idiot. They imploded things by design to get control. I told you I was right. You were the fool. Apologize to me. Because let me tell you something. Once this thing goes into the next phase, they're setting this control grid up because they're going to create a total hardcore collapse level depression to reorganize society. Do you understand that? Because you've got to get that yuppie out of their trance of thinking they're on the winning team. It's like a child in make-believe. That's what Stockholm syndrome is about a third of people. It's actually gotten worse in studies. People are getting more weak-minded. If you're in captivity, U.S. soldiers held by the North Koreans, you name it, about a third start worshiping their abusers and start defending them. And they do that because of make-believe. People want to make-believe that, well, I'm with the New World Order because I'm going along with it. No, you're not, you idiot. Well, I'm with the New World Order because I... No, you get the deadly shots, you get the fluoride, your kid gets cancer, your wife gets cancer, you get cancer and die young. You're not part of the power structure. You're not part of the New World Order team. Get it through your maggot-filled head. Listen to me, you idiots that serve this system, okay? Listen to me. You are going to wish to God you'd have done something now if we aren't able to stop what's coming down the road at us. You cowards out there have no idea what we're facing. If you could see it from deep study, I've got the whole image of this thing, 3D, rolling at us. And let me tell you something. If you could see it, if you'd really studied this, you'd know all you could do was fight it. Because there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to go. The only action is defeating this. The only action is resisting it. The only action is busting your hind end to get the word out on it. This thing is pure death. I'll get to the clip when we come back. And all the other clips. and cops calling up, breaking down, crying because they're being told they're getting ready to call in airstrikes against the American people, and the cops started crying. He doesn't know he's compartmentalized. What he said isn't a secret. They've got to get all this ready in policy. It's public. The Secretary of the Army says they're preparing airstrikes on us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
The final countdown, a world government run by psychopathic control freaks whose religion is eugenics, poisoning and dumbing you down, destroying our families, bringing in absolute, pure, and total enslavement. We don't have a choice. Kneel and be run over by the globalists or struggle against them now. All right, enough of my talk. Let's go ahead and go to this video. If you want to watch it as a radio listener, we're about to play the audio. It's up at InfoWars.com. And I've asked Kurt Nemo to add some of the other examples of where they're suddenly going. Oh, yeah, there's a world government, and it's authoritarian. You know, the Financial Times of London, the Economist magazine, they're all saying it. It's good to be authoritarian. The bankers know best. And then we just point out, these are the people that have engineered all this. I'm also going to get him to post under it the Obama deception and fall of the Republic. Obama deception's 3.5 years old. And it's prophetic. Everything in it happened exactly as we broke down. Really, it's not prophetic. The globalists have a public blueprint, but it seems prophetic to folks. It freaks them out. And then fall of the Republic, which was part two of that. And it's got everything you need to know. You got friends and family that you can send them this clip and go, here's your God, mainstream media, admitting that we're run by foreign banks, that we pay our taxes to them. And then here's Alex Jones 3.5 years ago saying exactly how they do it and what would unfold next and giving you the list of countries as they'd be imploded. And then each time they'd say, oh, we'll save you if you just give us trillions more, this country. I don't know. Do people want to know exactly what's going on? I mean, or is it, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm going to go watch a basketball game. You know, LeBron James or whatever. Okay, great, great. I mean, if you like globalists ruling over you and thinking you're idiots and being able to get away with any crime they want and building FEMA camps and re-education centers and you think, well, I'll just go along with things, I'll be okay. They're gearing up for a total collapse. And then I saw a reply video to one of the videos I did on preparations for martial law. And the guy's like, Alex, you've got it backwards. Yes, they're preparing for martial law, but because they want to protect us during a collapse. As if he was telling me something I didn't know. I've told you since 1998 with precision, been on air since 95, with economists that they were going to sell trillions in derivatives fraudulently, too big to fail, and then implode the economy, posing as the saviors in the emergency reorganization that is Agenda 21. And we've talked about Agenda 21 now since I was on air 17 years ago. I get calls and emails going, you never cover Agenda 21. Have you heard of that? As people wake up to this. This is the emergency receivership bankruptcy plan, but we weren't really in bankruptcy. We were maneuvered into it. Our debt's $15 trillion to the bankers, whose debt is $1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. Cities are going bankrupt and going into corporate receivership, and they said there's no more city council in Michigan and Rhode Island. A foreign corporation owns the town now and can take your property if they want and raise taxes 500% if they want. I mean, it's right out of RoboCop or something. You know, where Detroit goes bankrupt so the foreign corporation takes over. This is exactly what's going on. I'm going to say it again very slowly. The United States was taken over and conquered by a hostile corporate takeover. That's what the New World Order is. The British intelligence in 1922 set up the Council on Foreign Relations publicly to merge the United States with the British Empire that was about to implode. They don't. Countless globalists have written history books, like Carol Quigley, Georgetown political scientist, admitting the whole thing. This is not my opinion. Everything's happening exactly as I said it would happen because they admit it. It's their plan. It's like if I drive out of here and get on I-35 and point my car north, I will go to Dallas. And when I get to Dallas 4 hours later, it is not because I'm psychic. It's a road. I have a road map. I've been there. I know where it's going. It is going to re-education camps, forced inoculations, cancer rates 20,000 times. I mean, if they're up 10,000% with kids on average, 2,000 to 3,000 depending on the cancer with adults, I mean, they're killing us. I have all those documents. They're spiking the water, the food. They're murdering us. The corn we eat that's GMO kills the bugs that eat it, but they say it's safe for us to eat and causes all the rats that eat it to have organ failure. Do you get it? Do you get the... The reason it's so hard to beat this is it's so off the chart diabolical and evil, people just can't compute. I understand that, okay? All the time, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, and it's like I've been punched in the chest. And I'm like, oh, it's all real. Because you'll wake up for a second like, oh. And you're relaxed. You're at a place where you're, oh. And you're like, oh, no, the New World Order. Oh, it's all real. Oh. You know, I understand not wanting to believe this. Believe me. But not believing reality is going to get us in trouble. You can be on hallucinogens and walk out on a 50-story balcony and say, I'm a butterfly, and jump off. Folks, you're not a butterfly. If you don't have a parachute on, you're dead. You're dead. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You are dead. You are dead. You are dead. Okay? So the only way out of this is to realize what's happened and to get the word out. And if I can hit that zeitgeist with the public, we've got the platform to do it. If we can reach people with this information and break through, because I know people are like, oh, this is scary, I don't want to hear it. Doesn't matter, it's real, Bubba. It ain't going away just because you wish it would, okay? Believe me. I can't tell you the hundreds of times I wake up at like 3 a.m. and I'm like, I wake up, and I wake up thinking about fishing or hiking or my children, you know, doing something fun. And then I go, oh, but the New World Order, oh, it's all real. And then some reason forgot that Stuart Rhodes calling me. For some reason I forgot to turn my ringer off. And I wake up and it's just like, oh, and I said to myself, oh, it's not real. It's not real. No, no. And I, you know, I guess when I've just woken up, that's a weak place and in my psyche. And like, no, it's not as bad. It's because my instinct is get out of the country. You know, when you wake up and then all the news that you know and the research hits you and you're like, oh, this can't be true. I understand why you're in denial. I am in denial. I'm in denial about how real this is. Even when I'm conscious and awake and focused, because it's so over the top. It's over the top. And we're not going to beat this by half measures. I've told media, I've told bureaucrats, police, preachers, anybody in a power position, that you better start doing what you can to get the word out about this. You better, A, decide what side you're on, and then, B, realize the globalists have already profiled you. Even if you didn't know that you were going to wake up, they already knew you were going to wake up. You've already been profiled. They're coming after everybody. They poison the entire water supply. They poison the entire food supply. They're targeting everybody. They've got armored globalist Pentagon, UN, seed vaults, and animal DNA vaults all over the world guarded with robot guns. You think I'm joking? Look it up. They have got giant bunkers everywhere. Giant railways everywhere. This is Moonraker. And, of course, you know that was written by Mr. Fleming, who was MI6 and OSS in World War II, and he admitted before he died, he said all of these are things that really happened or came close to happening or things that we discussed. Moonraker, world government, industrialists with 100 other top world leaders who want to kill everybody on Earth and create a utopia, and they're going to release a bioweapon to do it and go up to a space station for a year while this happens and then go back down to Earth. But in the real Moonraker, they're not planning to go off-world. They're planning to go underground. And they've got bioweapons that are timed out. I mean, if they admit they've got airborne Ebola and mousepox and all this that killed 90%+ of people, imagine what they've really got. It's probably 50 years advanced. Lyme's disease is just one little accursed gift they gave us. It's basically weaponized syphilis carried around in a tick from Plum Island. This is the type of people we're talking about. So a lot of you people that serve evil, you think you're on a winning team and stuff. You are not on a winning team. You just hit your wagon to an express elevator to hell. And I'm not talking about when you die. All right, that's enough for me. Said that about 80 times. Here is the audio of the video. It's at InfoWars.com, red link, top of the site. CNBC admits we're all slaves to global government run by bankers. We are absolute slaves to central banks. And again, they're saying this everywhere now. Here is the clip.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that. So we, you know, yesterday we saw some reluctance for the Bernanke Fed to expand their balance sheets and pump more money in. But the stock market knows that reluctance is totally different than not willing to do it at all. And that's why we saw oil implode and gold trade off heavily, because they're not a protected class. If the stock market starts trading off in the 10 to 15 to 20% area, the chairman's going to come in and throw some stimulus at it. So to answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks. Because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend lower.
Mr. LeCamp, do we work for the central bankers?
We know that...
Mr. LeCamp,
we do. This is a free... We do. Look, markets are driven by policy now. They're not driven by market forces. They're driven by fiscal cliffs. They're driven by fiscal...
So there you have it. They'd love to be slaves of the market, but they're slaves of the bankers. That's what Ron Paul's always said. And these aren't free market bankers. They use the money and they use their knowledge of the market to shut down all their competition on record. So see, we're not in a free market. They're blaming the market here. They say the market did this, our only shot's the bankers. No. The bankers, the central bank, the Federal Reserve, and its European shareholders, they engineered all this. They're acting like, the protected class of stock market stock owners are demanding you do QE3. They always had QE3 planned, but they want to have a depression in the economy, the real economy, with the inflation over it to try to balance the two, but not balance the two for the good of the economy. Balance the two so there's a controlled de-evolution of the markets, because when do banks make their money? When you go into default. Because they've gotten all those payments and all that interest. And when do banks always go after farmers? You've been paying 20 years on a farm. It's the 19th, 20th year. And there's a little known clause that, you know, your dad signed. You never read the deed. Suddenly they're there saying, we're accelerating the whole year. We want it right now. You got 1 week. You're like, well, I can get it to you by the end of the year. And they go, that's fine. They take your land. With interest, you've paid for it twice over. But they take it. The Federal Reserve, and the same thing with European central banks, because they did a lot of this in 1913, its charter is up. Its charter is up next year. And they're going to probably get rid of the Federal Reserve in name. They're going to call it something else. In a global OECD, Organization of Economic Cooperative Development, reorganization. That's the plan. And it's the OECD, that's a private consortium that was the Marshall Plan for Europe, that reorganized Europe after that event at the end of World War II. They're going to do that here. And they're going to, again, as I've said to you for 17 years on air, I really woke up 15 years ago fully, but to a greater extent, I should say, for 15 years on air, to be technical. They're going to implode the economy, and then you're going to beg for troops on the streets as hundreds are killed a day per major city in looting and robbing and killing. The only thing that's going to hold this back is not the police and military. It's going to be armed citizens. Everywhere where there are armed citizens, you have the crime rates still being suppressed because the criminals know that they're going to get their butt blown off. The problem is, as things implode even faster, they're not going to care. It's going to get worse. You look at Chicago, New York, though. I mean, 30-something deaths a day now or per weekend. I mean, it is crazy. Cops are getting killed every day now. Things are going to degenerate. And let me tell you something, police. This isn't a threat. This is a warning. If you try to start the Civil War, if you do what the bankers tell you, and you go out and really try a gun confiscation, I mean, that's a joke. If 1% of 200 million gun owners resist, which would probably be about 10%, let's be conservative, 1%, that's 2 million people that you're fighting. And I mean, again, they're not going to wait for it on your terms. You know, you kill somebody's daddy coming to take their guns, their sons are coming after you. I mean, you understand that, right? The New World Order kills Alex Jones. What do you think is going to happen? I don't want people going after police if anything happens to me. I want the New World Order brought to justice. I want these globalists who are so afraid and think they're going to use a tyranny to protect them. See, they're scared when I go up and ask them questions, or Luke Radowski or countless others go up and ask peaceful questions now. They start sweating and start running. Oh, I got one that can see. They all walk around like psycho con artists, smiling and lying when they got a bunch of idiots. But when they know you're awake, all of a sudden they shake their face into a double take and go, I'm out of here. And if the New World Order thinks they're going to put us in re-education camps, if they think they're just going to do all this and nothing's going to happen, they got another thing coming. And again, I don't want all of this to take place. I don't want to go the way Germany and Russia and countless others went. But I'm telling you, we are on a roller coaster going right down into a sea of insanity. When we come back, I've got the local news now in St. Louis going, oh, well, yeah, there are tanks rolling around in the neighborhoods. Excuse me, I kept seeing wheeled armored vehicles. Those are some of those. They actually have tanks driving around ripping the concrete and stuff up. And with their machine guns swiveling around from Maryland, and it is a martial law drill. I've already confirmed that with the police, but I have the Secretary of the Army saying they're getting ready for 4,300, whatever it is, Marine Corps or Army, it varies, a brigade in every major city. They've got a RAND Corporation map 20 years ago that I first started reporting on when I learned about it about 15 years ago. That's really what finally woke me up to this, where it talked about the federalization and how they'd have mercenaries in every town, and then they'd have the Army and the Marines, depending on the town, or both in the threat fusion centers, and then they'd have air assets, and then I got the documents on that. And we have the newscast now where they went out. I guarantee you they went out and talked to 50 people to find two that went, I think it's great. You go to other countries, they got troops on the streets. I want troops on the streets. See, this is all meant to acclimate the troops, the military, the police, and to gauge the public. And they just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it to get everybody used to it. And, oh, the Marines are here to run a DWI checkpoint in Central California. It's in the news. Oh, Alabama, the Marines responded to a mass shooting. Oh, it's the Kentucky Derby, the Army. Oh, the Super Bowl, the Army. Oh, the Army's running a checkpoint in Kyle, Texas, south of Austin. Oh, well, what's wrong with that? I mean,
a little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
I would stand in line for this. There's always time in life for this.
Oh, but then it fell apart.
It fell apart. The banker's plan. Globalism. We don't need factories. We don't need jobs. You know, we'll just have world government. All over the news, they tell us austerity's good. It's good we're going to be poor. It's good for the earth. This is the plan. And, you know, I was just thinking during the break, we have the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, and Obama and all the rest of them, their public letters, their testimony to Congress. We'll cue those up later in the next hour, where they openly tell Congress, we're under NATO and the UN. Congress isn't over war now, even though under law it is. It'd be bad enough to have the president saying he's a dictator, but now, no, he just says, I take orders from foreign governments. And it's not just Obama, it's the globalists. They've taken over. Look at Mitt Romney, bought and paid for by the same people. And folks think things are going to change. Yeah, they're going to change. He's going to probably get in. People are going to go back to sleep for a while until they find out the nightmare actually never stopped. Different puppet, same puppet master. But I was thinking about how the Secretary of the Army, all of them say, yeah, we're going to take over in America. We're going to work with police. I've got a clip from yesterday's show, the Sunday show with a police officer. I'm going to play coming up as we get into the next hour. Breaks down crying. Talks about how, and had to hang up the phone, about how, yeah, they're in here training with the Army to take on the American people. And that's, we've now confirmed, it's in the local newspapers. They've got tanks and armored vehicles with the regular Army in St. Louis training to take on locals. And, you know, the cop finally couldn't handle it and had to hang the phone up when he said, yeah, this isn't America anymore. You know, they're telling us they're going to bring in air assets from the Army against the people for a gun confiscation. I mean, that's what we're going to face here. And the globalists know it's going to start a civil war. That's the plan. That's what we've turned into. Now, we first, on Sunday, we played a clip where people don't like the tanks driving around. The Army won't tell you where they're parked because the citizens can't be trusted. They're the enemy. Here's the new clip out of the local news. Because, again, we're being told the UN runs our military. Foreign banks run them. We're absolutely slaves of central banks. CNBC host. And then we've got all these articles. Here it is. Media promotes troops on streets to cut down on crime. And we're about to play this clip. That's the psyop, is people don't like the tanks, but this guy does. Yes, I think it'll keep me safe, like other countries. Oh, you mean like Mexico or North Korea? And I've sat there and seen this with my own eyes, where they'll go find, talk to 20, 30, 40 people till they find folks that say what they want to hear. And I guess the local news likes being part of the psyop. You can go watch this video at Infowars.com. Media promotes troops on streets to cut down on crime. And another article, don't be alarmed, Army trains MPs to drive tanks on U.S. streets. And then another one, media in St. Louis dismisses warning about tyranny and troops on the streets as kooky conspiracy theory. So first we were kooks saying this was coming. Now we're kooky because we don't like it. Here is the psyop as they introduce it and gauge and watch the public who they're trying to train the military to fight with. Here it is. You guys pipe me some audio.
Residents, don't be alarmed if you see Army vehicles rolling through your neighborhood this week.
Yeah, News 11's Dan Gray is live with reaction from residents. Dan?
Yeah, Tom, we are at the U.S. Army Reserve Center near Goodfellow and Natural Bridge in North St. Louis. Just up the street here on Goodfellow, there are dozens of Army vehicles, Humvees, trucks, tanks, parked in a parking lot. They're there every day. But now what the St. Louis Police Department is saying, that some Army vehicles may be rolling through neighborhoods in the police department's 6th District, which is far north St. Louis. And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.